Most of my time in France was spent in the Ypres Salient, where conditions were pretty bad. It is largely clay soil, so that the water level is very high, and you can't dig down at all without striking water. The shell fire was tremendous, spread over a period. That is, the whole of the ground was riddled with shell holes, rather like a honeycomb. To move, you laid duck boards, which would work between these shell holes. When it rained, of course, the shell holes were absolutely filled with mud, with water. When my own battalion did a counterattack on Good Friday night 1916, we actually had some men drowned in shell holes. They slipped in and couldn't get out and weren't found. It was conditions in that way one will never forget. The other thing that I always remember about the Ypres Salient was that when anything was happening, the marvelous firework display that went on, because in France we used a tremendous number of light signals, which were forms of rockets fired out of a rifle or out of a stand, and with a call for defensive fire or other signals behind. When a battle was in, so did the Germans, when a battle was in progress, as in this particular occasion, the whole of the salient was just like marvelous Blackpool illumination. There, the flares.